News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning,
Trish. Yeah, it's 7:06 in the morning here. Our phone lines are 605-4567. It takes you into this a veritable bank of phones if you want to call, or when you do call. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, so you can hear us if you're other places in the world today. Good morning, Trish, and you know, we got a lot of news about weather and fires and everything.
So. Well, we do, and it's 75 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high of 111 today, probably the hottest day of the week, if not
yeah, it was
the month.
It was like 110 yesterday, but there, some places it was 112, and in Ted Lighty's truck, 126.
In my car yesterday, I think it was about 180. In Friday, we're looking for a high about 107. Over the weekend, still up into the 105, 102 over the century mark all weekend long. The weather's brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated, and they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, let's do an update on the fires there, Bob.
Yes, Carl, fire crews preparing for another day of attack. The China and Happy Fires, 150 acres, 50% containment, and as it starts to warm up, the fire activity is expected to increase. Evacuations remaining in place for Treat Avenue, Flowers Lane, all roads between Treat Avenue, between those two streets, Fuzzy Lane, and all roads west of Happy Valley Road. If you are being evacuated, there's a Red Cross shelter at Anderson High School. Meanwhile, the Mallard Fire out at in the Millville area, 75 acres, has 50% containment. CAL FIRE says they've stopped the forward spread. Four homes on Antlers Road were evacuated, one structure destroyed. Officials get a better look at the situation this morning, they will update those figures. But right now, those are, and again, wildland fires are not spectator sports. Please stay away. We'll let you know as much information as we can as we get it. But running out there and getting in the way of the fire trucks, bad idea.
Not a good idea. Plus the fact that two of the fires started at 545 along the road up there, along the valley road there.
Exactly. And what you had your Happy Fire and the China Fire. Now you have the China Complex.
Yeah, the China.
Because
it's
burned
the happy,
together.
The Happy China Fire.
China yeah. Syndrome.
I mean, they, you know, that's what people need to be aware of is that. But when you start getting starts like that, you need to stay out of everybody's way because that's what starts to happen is they start burning together, lines fade. Things are happening
quickly. They're moving people real fast.
You don't need to be there, you need to be out of there.
And don't launch your drone in the middle of it, dumbass.
Get a better look. No, yeah. It's difficult for me to understand how people want to get in their car and drive out and look at this. Because there's so much action going on, you just need to stay away. If you have people in the area, offer to let them come stay with you. Get as many people out as you can. I know everybody wants to stay and protect their property, but it's just not a real good thing.
Well, they were evacuating a lot of people,
and you need to do that.
And the big thing is there's a lot of because the way the fire spread, the fire trucks and all the fire crews are running fast,
yes,
back and forth, and
yes,
with you out there, with anybody out there, stupid. Don't do that. And
well, with three locations, the aircraft were spread very, very thin, and
they were dumping.
The initial attack was this had the wind been blowing harder, this could have gone very sideways.
They got fires going up in Singletown as well. They've got so the fire department, CDF or CAL FIRE, and the county fire department is really being spread thin here. Because they got an arsonist, they think, working up in the Shingletown area.
Well, they also had the people were fighting the fires, and they were getting, you know, people living in the neighborhoods were running up there with their own hoses and shovels and that kind of equipment just to try and hold it until the fire people got there, until the fire crews got there. So, hey, everybody, think about this. If you're towing your trailer down the road, make sure you don't have a chain that's dragging. If you're driving down the road, you know, don't ever throw that cigarette out the window.
And
don't
if you're gonna park,
big one.
Do not park in the dry grass. Listen to me again. Do not park in the dry grass. All that stuff underneath your car, not the least of which is the catalytic converter and all the rest of that stuff that is there. It's hot. That grass is dry and it's high. Do not park in it.
And you can crank that car up, and for some reason, if there's just any type of spark, once it catches, as you drive away, you don't know about it.
Yeah.
But trust me, everybody around there will.
Yeah. So
anyway, so okay. So
remember,
we've talked about fires.
Historically, our fires here are August and September. Our worst complex siege fires are in August and September.
And we are so dry right now.
And we just need to be careful and be safe.
The other thing, too, it's going to be 111 today.
Yes.
And, I mean, don't leave anything in the car. You know, we did a story the other day, an 18-month-old child.
Yeah.
Left in a car. And the daddy, you know, the daddy is a circuit court judge. It wasn't like, you know, he doesn't have a brain in his head. And it is, just, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, obviously, the family is very distraught over this. But everybody, if you've got that dog in there, there's stories about them and people breaking into cars or the police breaking into cars to rescue a bulldog. They're going to get, if Haven Humane gets there and they can't find you and that dog's in distress, that car window is being opened.
Mm-hmm.
Any way they can open it to get that dog out of there. Or people. I mean,
they understand. I mean, I understand people, well, my dog doesn't like to stay home. I take my dog every place with me. Not this time of year. I think the other thing that I want to caution people about is that pavement, you're going to take your dog out for a little run. You can stand it, man. You're tough. Put your feet down on that concrete before you take that dog for a run. That pavement is hot when it's 111 degrees out there. You got tennis shoes on. Unless you got tennis shoes for your dog, don't be running in the heat of the day.
Elk Killer went out yesterday, put her feet on the bricks, and raised them up. It would have been comical.
Canine levitation.
Canine levitation, and she trotted on down into the grass, or what's left of it, or the brown stuff we have. We call grass.
You're letting your lawn fade.
Well, in that backyard, I mean, it is just. I mean, there's two little green spots, and I don't think it's grass. I'm not sure what it is, but you know, it's out there in the front yard. We don't have grass in the front yard. It's some kind of clover stuff that's probably got roots that are 20 feet down.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, it just, you know, you've seen the yard, it's still green. And we don't water it that much. I mean, we water less than what they say. But whatever it is.
You wish that in the backyard, too, right?
Oh, I don't know what it is. I'm not sure. You know, I just wonder if it's alien, you know, that it was put here, you know. That at night it gets up and walks around. I don't know if it walks around the area there. Mm. I know I don't walk around the area because I'm asleep in my sleep number bed.
Oh, absolutely.
What about you?
Me too. Boy, I just hit that rack and set my sleep number at 55, and boom, don't know a thing till morning.
Yeah, I tell you, my sleep number setting is up to 50, but not only that, of course you sleep so well, but now sleep numbers is not just for adults. You know, we talk about just for adults, how we need our sleep and all this, but what about the kids? Sleep number now has the Sleep IQ Kids Bed, which allows you to be able to see how your kids sleep at night, because kids need lots of sleep. They got school. They're growing. They need sleep as part of being physically fit and growing.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can have an ability to see how well they're sleeping at night with a new Kids Sleep IQ technology. And you can only get this, of course, at Sleep Number. And you can only get that in the Target Shopping Center. If you go to the Sleep Number store and see Brian and Janice and find out what exactly is the Sleep IQ technology, which allows not only you to sleep better, but also the kids and anybody else in your family there. All of this at Sleep Number. Again, head on down there. Come in and bring your kids for a chance to win $5,000 to a $50,000 college scholarship.
Wow.
And a Sleep IQ kids bed. That's right. They can get a chance to win $5,000 to a $50,000 college scholarship in a Sleep IQ kid's bed. All of this at Sleep Number Store and the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
And the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino August 6th from 7 to 9 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for Romance on the River as I sing my favorite songs from the American Songbook, jazz standards with great musicians like Pat Karch on piano, Bobby Veramontes on drums, Bruce Kalin on bass, and my special guest Paul Sen on trumpet. Call for reservations at 243-3377. That's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds August 6th. Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Sound of celebrations awaits you at Mosley Family Cellar Tasting Room. Local entrepreneurs Marty and Mimi Mosley choose only the best high-end grapes from California, brought to their winery for everything from the crush to the bottle, right here in Reading. Beautifully crafted wines which pair exceptionally with good friends and great food. Stop by the tasting room, 4712 Mountain Lakes Boulevard in the old KMS building, Thursdays through Sundays, 12 to 5-ish, where you come as guests and leave as family.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Reading plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196.
Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California. Lord
Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher, higher, it's burning through to my soul.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 30th of July. Welcome back.
And I want to throw in here, I want to wish a happy birthday to my son. He listens in, and I just wanted to give him a happy birthday shout-out, and hope you have a great day, Rick.
Happy birthday, Rick. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. 70 years in the business and having a great time, and must be because they're ranked in the top 100 hospitals in the nation for the third year in a row in the top top 50 cardiac units this year. Also, Shasta Regional is treating people well. Paisano Days is this weekend. Saturday, August 1st, at Lake Redding Park. They're still on the river. All you can eat pasta dinner with meat sauce or pesto sauce from 5 to 8 p.m., $10 for adults, $5 for children. Music and dancing from 5 to 9 p.m. with the Jimmy Bryant Entertainment. Craft fair from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Games and activities for the kids from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Great food available from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Italian sausage sandwiches, meatball sandwiches, hot dogs, cannolis, and ice cream, beer, wine, margaritas. They got all types of great prizes out there, too. Head on down to Lake Redding Park. The Good News Rescue Mission is opening up their chapel and dining hall as a cooling center there. And for people that are really hot out there, they can go out there. And the Red Bluff Roundup is to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Isn't that cool?
Isn't that great?
They put on a great, great rodeo down in Red Bluff every year.
Hey, Bob, really do. Hey, Bob, are there regular scheduled updates for fire? For fire information, one of our listeners wanted to know.
There'll probably be a briefing later on this morning.
Yeah, well, let's find out if there are official time sets so people can look at it.
I don't believe they're – okay, Cal Fire probably will be scheduling a briefing at 7:30, but I will figure out somebody to call.
Thank you. Or maybe there's been an announcement or something. Okay. Have you at all been following the Cecil the Lion story?
A bit. I wish I knew more about the Dennis involvement. There's a lot of speculation about.
Well, what's happened is, and you know what? Here's the thing that's sad, and this is the one I heard that was: imagine all these people so upset about Cecil the Lion being killed by a hunter in a place where they can be hunted. And he had a hunting license. He had professional guides who took him to where the lion was. And the lion was not in a preserve.
Well, see, and that's everything you hear is that in fact he was lured out of the preserve. And
they do it for all of them. They put carcasses out there for the lions and leopards, you know, to go to. And they did that. And Cecil walked off the preserve and the guy shot him. I mean, I don't know if you know. I mean, the thing was, Cecil had a collar around his neck for tracking, and the professional hunter there cut it off. Anyway, the hunter himself, the guy that from the dentist from Wisconsin, said, "Hey, look, I was out there hunting. I hunt all the time, and I'm part of I'm going to get into this, but." He says, I went to the place, the lion came out, I shot the lion. I never saw a collar on the lion. As soon as probably the PHs didn't know, and as soon as they saw it, they probably went, oh, my God, we've shot a lion that's being tracked. Anyway, everybody's been suspended. There's warrants for people's arrest, and people are trying to hunt this guy down.
Well,
the dentist are trying to hunt him. He says, look, I'm just hunting. Of course, now he also had a poaching incident with a bear a while ago.
Well, and you're right. So the problem is with the whole picture is the thing you painted to begin with. It's legal to hunt there.
The guys
pay big money. These are arranged on a regular basis.
It helps the economy. It helps the economy there.
That's
tremendously
that's
hunting.
Exactly right. Yeah. There's areas where you have to hire people to come in and hunt deer and bear and what have you to cut down the population. It always comes out like all hunting is bad. What bothers me the most about it is that people can get that upset about, let's face it, a lion, and have no problems whatsoever with this whole Planned Parenthood crap.
That's the part I'm getting at, is everybody's so upset about this, and they're, people are giving out this guy's address. Are they giving out the address to the head of Planned Parenthood and all these things they're doing? And the 12, now they're saying there's like six or seven more videos are going to be dropped here soon about the things they're doing. And here's the question we need to ask Doug LaMoffa next week. Why did the Congress, why did the House of Representatives leave without a vote on Planned Parenthood? Why didn't they leave without a vote on Planned Parenthood? Senate is planning on defunding them, you know, or at least holding funds until they can figure out what's going on here. Are they killing people? Are they, I mean, not killing, but I mean, are all of these things happening, you know, as it appears?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that it's happening, and I think there's more than ample proof of that. As a matter of fact, no one has even denied that, in fact, the statements are true. All they're saying is that these awful people had a bad attitude about the way they did the tape.
And then the Attorney General of California is going after the people who reported it.
Exactly.
Oh, let's go after those. Let's go after those whistleblowers. Let's go after those.
Certainly.
You know what? I didn't see them going after. I didn't see the Attorney General going after the New York Times when they had the Pentagon Papers and all those other things. I don't see them going after people when it's on a liberal cause. No, this is Kamala Harris, who's running for Senate, who wants all those votes, every vote that she can get. And so now she's going to go after the people that broke the news.
Well, and I guess I have to say, back to the original premise, is that we can get that upset and that angst about a lion and don't give a darn about those millions of babies that are being destroyed every year and in parts sold and all of that.
Third trimester.
Says something about...
Yeah.
The morality in this country, and perhaps that's where the basis of most of our problems stem from.
You know, Cecil, I'm too bad about Cecil. Sorry about Cecil, but...
He's a lion.
It was a lion that was hunted off the preserve with the license, the whole thing smacks up. Now, here, Safari Club International just suspended the guy's, membership, the hunter's membership, and the PH's membership in Safari Club International. I got an email from them yesterday going, boom, these guys are out. And, until the investigation is over, they're suspended. They can't, they're not going to put people, to the company. Or I don't know what are they going to do. What can they do? We don't want you to hunt with them.
The hunting, certainly I have been an avid hunter all of my life, and my family has, and I believe that there's absolutely nothing wrong with hunting legally.
There's nothing wrong with hunting legally. All the money goes to keep those animals out there, They pay for the wildlife.
That's exactly right. Our hunting licenses every year and our fishing licenses pay for all kinds of preservation projects and stream and habitat restoration, all kinds of things that wouldn't get done if it wasn't for the hunter and the fisherman in our society.
Illegal hunters, though.
Exactly. But the poachers, that's another story, and it's like breaking any other law.
But
don't damn us all because of somebody that steps outside the line and keep your balance in these things. Keep your perspectives. Yeah. Exactly.
Are
we talking, human life, animal life? They're not equal.
Oh, there's been all types of things that have come out lately. Anyway, okay, Bob.
For those of you who are looking for, and you're going to hear a recording if you dial this number, you won't get a person. 225-2510 is the CAL FIRE information number. The last update was last night. I don't, unfortunately, have a secret number to call in and get inside Scoobies. Otherwise, it wouldn't be secret anymore. So, but 225-2510 will give you the most up-to-date information. Like I said, probably there'll be a morning briefing at 7 a.m., and we might be able to get and it takes a while for the information to filter out. Permission to give a mini rant?
Sure, you got 2 minutes.
Fascination of media filtration, okay? And I was running through this morning. It was one of those shower things. They want to pull the Confederate flag and all references to the Civil War. They want to tear down the monuments, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And by the way, take away all the guns because one idiot waved a flag in a picture before he went and did a heinous act, right?
Right.
There's all this brouhaha over Bill Cosby, and what he did was pretty reprehensible. But the spin that the media is putting on it is that it's a condemnation of male-dominated culture. I do not hear calls to pull Mr. Cosby's records off the shelves, to pull his books, to go after him in a civil suit. I don't hear those calls. Why is that? I do not hear the outrage against Mr. Cosby directly. It's about the culture.
Hmm. This portion
just
of show,
an observation.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. And it's one of your favorite places.
Yes, it is.
And all types of jewelry, especially in the estate jewelry line.
Beautiful things. Every girl needs and wants.
Leonard has everything you could possibly want, and a lot of more on sale. And if you don't see it, ask him, because he's got this big safe there that has lots of neat stuff in it. Plus, the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area. All up there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with the Mosleys and the Mosley Wine Cellar as soon as we get back from this break.
Jonathan Anderson, Director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
A bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, July the 30th. It's 78 degrees, going up to 111 today, 7:34 in the morning.
Weather brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane.
Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's has got not just coffee, but every type of cold drink you can imagine, too, plus beer and wines, everything. There at Espresso Joe's, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is absolutely fabulous. All of this at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a veteran-owned store. Tobacco and Brew. Veterans always get discounts at Espresso Joe's. Hey, we're in here today with Marty and Mimi Mosley from Mosley Family Sellers.
That's
good morning.
Yeah.
Morning.
Hey, buddy.
Let's pull that one up. Just pull that up. It's a little, there you go. Lean into it or pull it up there a little bit closer
all
to
right.
you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to be here.
You know, you all used to be my next door neighbor right here at the station, and then you moved out to
Mountain Lakes, the old KMS building.
Yep.
And
yep.
we
moved
do miss downtown, but you know, we work really hard in the up at the new location. We've got a lot of people that come in through just stop by, find us on their smartphones, and they stop in. We've had people from Peru and from Scotland and all these crazy places just driving through. And so one of the things I do is I say, you know, where are you staying tonight? And they just say, oh, we're going to Sacramento, or we're going to Ashland or something. I said, no, stick around
Wrong
here.
Answer.
Come down, have dinner at Cafe Paradiso. Stay at this local hotel, the Fairfield Inn. They've been given discounts for people that we refer to them. And then go to the Colt 45 game. There you go.
Yep.
We just happen to be pouring
Slice
at tonight.
Of Americana.
In fact, that's tonight, Colt 45 game. I think I may be down there
Good.
Tonight.
Oh, we love it.
And you all are pouring. I know you all have wine appreciation nights down there.
Yes.
It's for the Colt 45.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, we're big supporters of the Colt 45.
And their crowds are up so much this year over last year.
I tell you
year.
What, on 4th of July, there were so many people there that, I mean, they had like 1,800 attendants, and they said we couldn't get all those people in there.
Yep.
Luckily, not everybody showed up. Those were tickets they sold.
Yeah, that's right.
But they had close to 1,000. People
we were there.
Yeah, we were
there.
Too.
Yeah.
We stayed, I think, to the fifth inning, and then the parents got a little bit, we're getting a little bit hot.
Yeah.
And so it was, you know, and at that point, I think we were killing them at that point.
We were,
Yeah, it was a great game.
It was a great game.
Yeah, I loved it.
And, okay, now, why did you move out? Why did you move out there?
Well,
because you were
more
downtown
space.
Here, and you'd built a smoking area there.
Yeah,
we had a great little tasting room next door. We loved it, loved the downtown area, but we have to consolidate our winery and tasting room in order to get into the wine village when that opens up off of Mountain Gate and Wonderland exit.
Yeah.
Right.
So we,
Marcus.
In the wine world, you can have one duplicate license, which you can use for an off-premises location, and we had used ours. So if that Mountain Gate had opened, if the wine village had opened, we would not have been able to do that. So we had to consolidate. We also had to grow because we were just out of room at our little winery down south of town.
Okay.
And this new place is decked out for what we do. It's got floor drains. It's got all the power and air. And,
perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect location for you. So now you'll be able to have this as your main place. And then when the wine village opens, you'll be able to be a part of that as well.
Exactly. We were the first winery to throw our hat in the ring.
Yeah, I know that's been, I've watched that project very closely with Ainer Diaz, the guy that's working with you. And we did a lot of work on Anselmo Vineyards. When that was closing. So,
I'm
anxious for that to get going.
Terry Topolsky's done the architecture work on that. Just phenomenal job. Mm-hmm. We're so excited.
Yeah.
Well, you get a lot of people going out there right now.
Oh, yeah. We've got 3,400 people on Facebook. 3,400 people that follow us on Facebook. And many of those are just loyal wine club members, and so they came out.
So you do regular wine tasting? Every day?
Thursday through Sundays, 12 to 5, we do wine tasting, and then we give tours of the winery as well. We have this amazing barrel room, which is just beautiful in there, that we've got these great banquet tables that have been made by the carpenters down at Living Hope. They're three beautiful long tables. It's just magical in there.
Do you do barrel tastings as well?
To convince the winemaker, that would be me, to do a barrel tasting. Sometime when I'm in there working, I'll do a barrel tasting if we're in there topping up barrels and stuff. But every time you open a barrel, you let oxygen in. In, you know, you can get some bacteria. So you got to be careful with that.
Yeah.
So how did you two get into this? This isn't the way you started life, was it?
Well, no. I was a software guy down in Silicon Valley, and we were drinking a fair bit of wine. And, you know, and it gets expensive, you know, when you drink a $30 bottle of wine and that sort of thing. So a buddy of mine called me one day and said, Marty, we're spending a lot of money on wine. And I was like, yes, we are. So he said, why don't we start making wine? And we did, and I just fell in love with it. And people were saying, oh, man, this is good. You should sell this stuff. And so we decided to do that when we moved up here.
Wow.
And how long ago did you move up here?
6 years ago.
This month.
The 1st of July. And we really, you know, we loved the size of Reading. We loved the pace of life. We loved the people here.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew that in order to become a part of the community and influence and stuff, we had to have skin in the game.
Yep.
And we wanted to have a business. My dream is to know, you know, most of the business owners here in town and to know them on a first name basis.
Yep.
And, you know.
And we do.
And we do, yeah. And so we wanted to be known, and we wanted to have, you know, an opportunity to just be a part of what was going on
here.
Right.
Well, and that's the best way to live in a community is to be an active, pulsing part of it. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
We love this place.
And you had family here, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, both our boys lived up here, and they had started families.
How did they get up here?
It started with Matthew. Matthew came up to go to Simpson.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
And 99. Graduated from Simpson, met the wonderful Anna, and that was it. They're going to be here forever. And then our older son and his wife moved up from San Jose because this was a better community to
raise a family.
More affordable and everything.
And then we said, hey, we're down here in San Jose. What are we doing? How crazy is this? And, oh, San Jose, if I never see it again, I'll be okay. But we came up here and we're like, we love this. It's so much like we're both from the South. It's so much like being in the South, the way people greet you and we're just
in fact, Mimi
so
and
happy.
I, when we were talking one day, found out that we had lived like 5 miles away from
each
other, something like that, outside Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. Awesome? Isn't that phenomenal?
It was probably, I was there probably before she was there. And it was quite a long time ago.
But we share a love for the Varsity.
Yeah, the Varsity.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, the Varsity is I guess you could call it a drive-in, but it stopped being a drive-in probably years ago when they started serving 50,000 hot dogs a week or something.
Yeah, that's right.
It's right across the street from Georgia Tech.
Yep.
And it is a place that is famous. It's gone, it's family-run, but it's, I don't know how many employees they have now.
Oh.
I mean, there's hundreds of employees.
Oh, yeah.
And they serve hot dogs and french fries and hamburgers.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, anytime you get to Atlanta, you got to go see the bar.
Oh,
yeah.
I was just in Atlanta, and I missed that.
Oh,
out of the world.
You got to go back for that.
I guess,
All the orders are, they memorize all the orders, and they have the slang, Mimi knows all of this, slang terms for all the things. And you can have a car full of people, and they'll rattle it off, you know, like they do at The Habit. You know, they memorize this stuff. They run inside. Yeah. Place the order, and that's where a lot of people, Nipsey Russell got his start there, and a bunch of comedians got their start at the Varsity.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Oh, yeah, great.
Now, where did y'all meet? Now, I know you're a veteran, and thank you for your service.
Yeah, I would do it again if they'd let me.
If they'd let you.
Yeah, I'm too old.
You know, occasionally I feel like that. You know, but
I would do it again in a heartbeat.
You know, the Marine Corps called my bluff one time. I said, hey, I'd go back in again, and they said, well, come on. And the last time, after I got out the last time, I said, you know, 58, I'm
not going to do that.
They offered me the chance to stay in, though, and I went,
wow.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you have to think about
that's
that.
Enough. That's enough.
Well, Mimi and I met down in Atlanta when I was in college, and I played in a bluegrass band. I was a music major in school, a jazz major, but I played in a bluegrass band because that was a lot more fun and more, you know, more profitable probably, too. And our bluegrass band played down at a theme park called Six Flags Over Georgia.
Oh,
now, this was back in the early 70s when theme parks were cool.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were fun, you know, wholesome fun and all that stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, we met there. Mimi was this cute little gal that handed out paychecks, and she worked there full time. And I thought she was very cool because she worked there all year round. I was just there, you know, during.
She got to ride all the rides.
Oh, yeah. She got to
full-time theme park. Yeah.
She was cute and cool, yeah. And then Mimi thought I was cool because I was in live shows. So we both, you know, we both thought we were infatuated with each other.
Neither one of us were cool.
We're our own minds.
But we said.
You're both cool.
Still are, for heaven's sake. Look at you.
Okay, so now we're up here, and we're in. We've got the Mosley Family Cellars going, and so what are the plans here? Okay, now I know that Marcus is opening up his wine,
the Wine Village,
and he was on here talking one day, and his plans are also very, very good. You know, this area up here, you know, it's a viticultural area, and there's like two or three viticultural areas up here now. Which draws the wineys in here.
Oh, sure does. Yeah, it's
we call them wineys. Do we call them wineys?
Winers, not whiners.
Not whiners.
Not
whiners. The wineys.
Wine lovers.
Wine lovers better.
Linda has limited herself now. She says she will only drink wine on days that end with Y.
Oh, that's good.
That's my girl.
That's good. Yeah, that's awesome.
We all have to put everything in moderation. situation.
Exactly. Yeah. You have to manage that.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, he started his business just like a few others of us did 6 years ago during the worst part of this economy. But he also has been a huge success, as have all of us that are all sitting in here, because he believes in customer service. He believes in working hard. He believes in providing the firearms that people want and the ammo that they want, plus the gunsmithing and classes on concealed carry, hunting, all of these. All of these at Bastiani Arms, a great place to go, locally owned, locally operated, great prices. Give them a call, 222-8222. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. We'll be right back with Mosley Family Sellers and Mimi and Marty Mosley.
Finding cute clothes and accessories in town? Look no further than Dandelion Boutique in our very own downtown Reading. Specializing in the hottest brands from Spanx to Alex and Ani, and of course, a huge selection of Brighton jewelry, perfect to make any gift or occasion memorable. So come say hi to the girls of Dandelion at their new spot, 1322 Pine Street, or call 247-1292. Dandelion, unique gifts and more.
What can Reading Christian School uniquely provide? We have a safe learning environment with individualized attention where kids know and are known by our caring staff and teachers. When graduates return to campus from college, their excitement is palpable as they seek out and share stories of growth and opportunity with their past teachers. 100% of this year's graduates have college acceptances with plans to attend local universities like Simpson and Cal Poly, as well as others throughout the western states on athletic and academic scholarship. Don't be surprised if you stop by for a visit and see many parents helping in classrooms as reading buddies, working in the coffee shop, or chaperoning field trips. Serving others does not stop with our parents. High school students alone spent over 5,000 hours last year volunteering in the community because they embrace the significance of serving others. Our mission is to provide a Christ-centered education which challenges students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service to their families, their communities, and the world. If you are seeking greater depth of learning rooted in faith for your child or grandchild, please call me, Brian Steffen, high school principal, at 547-5600 to set up a tour and a visit.
Do you love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
An angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
I walked in town on Silver Spring. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning, my friends. It is about 12 minutes till 8 o'clock here on the 30th of July. 77 degrees out there, going up to 111 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at One River Casino and Resort. Linda's going to be singing out there on August the 6th with Lady Bot and the easy for me to say. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds will be out there on August the 6th singing from 7 to 9 with a big show they're having on. Plus, she's got a guest performers coming in. Super Dinners out there on Romance on the River. Steak and Lobster for $21.95. I mean, and it is good. So you're going to have a great time. Get in there. You can dance. You can imbibe in your favorite beverages and just have a wonderful time. Plus the fact that we're celebrating my birthday.
Birthday's
the day before. We're going to do it at Wind River there. Yeah, that's right. Elements Lounge. Give them a call. 243-3377. Hey, we're here with Mimi Mosley. Marty had to leave because he's going in to talk with city people today about, you know, zoning and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And Mosley Family Sellers. And we talked about the what brought you all here, you know, background, how you all met, and this. Obviously Marty was really into the wines.
Mm-hmm.
And so what, did you get involved in this? I mean, did you say, hey, this is a great idea?
Yeah. Well, of course, I love wine. And the great thing about wine is when you you enjoy wine, you enjoy it with other people. It's not like going into a bar and getting a shot of whiskey or something. You know, the servers in a bar don't engage with you. And for us, everybody that comes into our tasting room, they become family. Our tagline is, you come as guests, you leave as family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get in your business. We know, and that's why I think we have been so successful, is we show people around Reading that, number one, they're cared for. They come in. I mean, even the biggest jerks that may come in trying to impress us, we're like, you know what? This is one place you can come and you can, you know, kind of be a little tacky, or not tacky, but you can
just be at home.
And we're gonna accept you, and we mean it. You can't come in and make us mad. It's not in our character.
I was telling somebody about the winery industry up here the other day, because you're right. It's like the small wineries used to be in the Napa Valley and other places. And the last couple of times that I've gone on a wine weekend in those places, I've decided it's not fun anymore.
No.
It's gotten so commercialized. Mm-hmm. So get your money as you come in the door, measure your tastings, get you through the line, boom, you're out of there.
Right.
They've lost what you're talking about.
You know what? They've actually admonished me for spitting the wine on the floor.
Wow.
And after I swished it around my mouth, I spit it on the floor.
And they got
excited about that. What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, we were in France in April and May, and we went to the Bordeaux region and the Beaujolais region, and we learned a lot of the ways that the French make wine.
And they do a marvelous job.
It really is. Yeah. And quite a few of our wines are made in the same way. And because we don't grow our own grapes, we buy high-end grapes from Napa, Sonoma, Lake County, Southern Oregon, and then a little bit from the North State. Because of that, we're able to make our wines top quality. And that's pretty unique for Reading. And we've got a whole generation, our kids' age, who have just been beer drinkers, and they're coming up and understanding what quality wine is. And they're loving it. It's just so great to see that we've literally raised the bar here.
Good for you.
And the support has been astounding. Our first weekend, we had almost 600 people that came through our doors. And that's pretty good for a little winery. And, of course, we did lots of promotion and everything for that. But Reading has been so supportive of us. We have wine club members who have been with us since the get-go next door. And, you know, we just couldn't be happier here in Reading. And we will do whatever it takes. We'll work on campaigns for people running for office. We'll just do whatever it takes to make Reading better, because we never saw the peak of Reading, and you guys probably have, but we're like, we just want to do whatever it takes, and we believe making it a wine destination city as well will help to bring tourism in, will help people to be proud of their city.
Because there's so much more, you know, Shasta County as a whole has so many venue stops. as you indicated about, you know, if people stop by your place, you need to invite them to, as you probably do, hey, this is a destination place.
That's right.
There's many beautiful, wonderful things within a half-hour drive of Redding. I mean, you've got Whiskeytown Lake, and you've got Shasta Lake, and you've got Lassen Park, and you've got all the wineries up around Manton. And you've got a whole, you want to do wineries? Hey, we can give you a map that
we'll
you can do
you
hundreds of, you know, dozens of wineries right up here in Shasta County in the North State.
We have 80,000 cars passing these exits every day. And there's no reason we can't pull them off. Now, the idea of what you're saying, though, Mimi, is a really good idea. Is now I got here 8 years ago, okay? And when I came back from, so I haven't seen Redding at its peak either. Donnie Greenberg wrote this super article the other day. I think everybody read it.
Oh, I saw that,
Everybody read it about Santa Cruz.
Yes.
She was down in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
And you know what, Donnie? That was really a good article because, you know,
She was in San Jose. Not the San Jose I know.
No.
No. But she wrote something. Here's a woman that is a cheerleader for this area up here. But she looked at it and she hit the nail on the head. We need to get this economy jump-started. And you know what? The city and the county should be standing on their heads to make that happen instead of the things that they're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can talk about it and they can say, oh, no, this is happening, this is happening. But they should be standing on their heads to see what we can do, what they can do to help business
get started. And the key is exactly what you said about helping the proper people to get in office who will hold those people in those planning departments accountable to what their job is. And their job is to facilitate the paperwork to process the applications for those entrepreneurs that want to start businesses and get it to the decision makers in a timely manner.
Right.
Their job is not to make the decision as to whether those businesses come in or not. And that's what happens in both those planning departments. They decide up front whether they like you or they don't, and that's how quickly they process it. And that's not their job.
Okay, we've got a
released just minutes ago, a fire update on the working incidents. The China complex, 150 acres, showing 60% containment. Two structures were destroyed, two more damaged. That is a working incident. Good place to stay away from. Again, the China fire at 60% containment, 150 acres. Mallard fire out to the east, 75 acres, has 90% containment. Currently no structures being threatened. That's the latest information from CAL FIRE.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, Mimi Mosley is our guest today. She and Marty have, of course, Mosley Family Cellars, have moved up here 6 years ago. And you know what? The secret is the economy.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be, you know, it's economy stupid. Well, it's always been the economy, and it's kind of stupid right now. But it's the economy, and so if we could get that going, then a lot of these other problems will just go away.
They will.
They will take care of themselves. Yeah. So we need to keep moving. And people like you that come up here that want to start a business and have put money into it and blood and skin, that's the kind of things we need. And there's people out there that are not afraid to do that. There are entrepreneurs out there right now that are working all over. Marcus Parton building the wine village out there.
Exactly.
Again, why not make Shasta County and Redding, the center of it, a wine destination? People come from all over the world for these places.
Yeah. Well, and the key is not to constantly try and figure out how can we raise taxes, how can we charge more, how can we do these things. Create jobs, start these businesses, and you don't need to worry about raising everybody's taxes or passing a new tax.
Right. Okay. We got about 2 minutes left. tell us again where we can go out there.
Okay.
And
so Mosley
there.
Family Cellars, we're out off of, you take Caterpillar to George. George turns into Mountain Lakes, and we're in the old KMS building. We don't have the whole thing. We only have the left-hand side. We've got a 10,000 square foot winery, a beautiful tasting room, quality wines Thursday through Sunday, 12 to 5. We would love to have you, all your listeners, come in and just give us a try. You will be surprised. We have our Zinfandel, our Cab, and our Syrah, and our Viognier have all won medals from the LA International Wine Competition and the New York International Wine Competition. And we beat out quite a few Napa wineries.
I didn't know that you all had won that many awards there. I know you knew that you were out there kicking butt, but I didn't know that you'd done all that.
Well, I'm impressed, and I love Zinfandel, so I'm going to come see
you soon. We just released our three Zinfandels One of them's a little more high-end. We call it Lazarus because it almost died. Marty came in, looked at it. It was dead. And he said, oh, no. He said, please, God, please, God, please, God. And he came back a week later, and it was alive again. So we named it Lazarus.
Came back from the dead. I like that. Anxious for that taste.
So we would love people to come in and see how we really do, you come as guests, leave as family.
Okay. Wonderful. Do you have plans for a food service? This was a question that came in eventually.
Well, we will have packaged foods that they can purchase, but you've got to, bring your own food.
Yeah, there's so many things going on right now in all that permitting process and all that for everybody. So anyway, hey, thank you so much, Mimi, for being here, Mostly Family Sellers.
Thank you.
Hey, Barry Tippin is going to be with us, head of REU, in the next hour. We're going to find out how we lost $26 million on a coal project. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Malaysia's premier says that the piece of plane wing that washed up on an Indian Ocean island will be sent to Toulouse, France for further investigation. Philip Butterworth Hayes is an independent aviation safety investigator, and he says investigators won't take long to figure out whether or not it is a piece of the missing Malaysian Airlines Flight 370.
They will know very, very quickly if it comes from a Boeing 777, and this is the only Boeing 777 we've lost over the ocean. It's going to be pretty certain very, very quickly whether this came from the missing aircraft or not.
Flight 370 disappeared March 8th of 2014 with 239 people on board. Athletes competing in next year's Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro will be swimming and boating in water so contaminated that they risk becoming violently ill. That's a finding of a new Associated Press survey. Mario Andrada, meanwhile, a spokesman for the Rio Olympic Organizing Committee, says this provides a country with a major chance to clean up its environment.
We have to hold on the pressure. We have to clean as much as we can now. We have to make sure that the competition areas are totally safe.
And according to a study commissioned by the Associated Press, the water there tested for both viral and bacteriological pathogens that could make the athletes violently sick. The Coast Guard hoping laboratory tests will determine the source of a mysterious miles-long oil slick floating off of California's Santa Barbara County shoreline. Coast Guard Lieutenant Jeremy Maginot says, at least for now, no animals appear to have been harmed.
Any sheen in the water could create a potential threat. I mean, this is something that we are monitoring, working with our other federal agencies, the state agencies, the local agencies. We'll keep our eyes open for any sea life that is affected.
Not far away, back in May, a broken pipeline spilled about 100,000 gallons of crude oil into those very waters. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
U.S. home rental prices climbed much faster than incomes in the month of June.
Real estate data firm Zillow says U.S. rental prices increased by a seasonally adjusted 4.3% from June of last year, roughly matching the same pace as in May. Rents continue to soar at double-digit rates in Denver, San Francisco, and San Jose, California. However, the monthly data suggests several other major markets have either added enough new buildings or prices have pushed residents to their financial limits and can't increase further.
That's Jeremy House reporting. A federal judge has threatened to hold the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service and Justice Department officials in contempt of court because of failure to produce status reports and newly discovered emails from Lois Lerner.
These missing Lois Lerner emails, there's intense public interest. They've been denied Judicial Watch for a long period of time.
That is Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch talking to SRN News about the court. He says it just wants to get the documents and may be related to the targeting of conservative groups by the IRS. This is SRN News. The House has left town for a five-week recess without acting on legislation to defund Planned Parenthood, and we get more details from SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill.
The bill's sponsor, Tennessee's Diane Black, says that leaves her profoundly disappointed.
We issued statements, we made passionate floor speeches, we have pledged action. Now our constituents would like to know when we're going to follow through on that promise.
House leaders have condemned a series of videos showing Planned Parenthood officials discussing the use of aborted body parts, but suggest they don't yet have the votes to pass the legislation to defund the organization.
That's SRN's Wally Hines on Capitol Hill. More people were seeking U.S. unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says applications for jobless aid increased by 12,000 to a seasonally adjusted figure of 267,000. On Wall Street, a struggle for the Dow. It's down 75 points. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday, of course, on the spot with Molly Kidd tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. She's got a lot of people coming in. She's got some giveaways going on there. It's 8:06 in the morning here, and we're getting an update of the weather. It looks like it's
80 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high of 111 today, or 112, somebody said a minute ago. Yeah. On Friday, we're looking for 107 and 103 during the weekend, so it doesn't look like it's going to cool off anytime soon. And weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. And give them a call at 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business, too, by the way.
Yeah.
For those of you just joining us, we do have updates on the fire situation here in Shasta County. About 15 minutes ago, Cal Fire released the latest figures. The China Fire, 150 acres, 60% contained. Two residences destroyed. Houses. Two more damaged. Structure threat continues. Still a lot of road closures in the area, so please don't go out there unless you have an absolute need to do so. Meanwhile, the Mallard Fire to the east of us, 75 acres at 90% containment. No structures threatened at this time. Further updates as they are made available from Cal Fire.
And a little editorializing right now is stay away from the fires. You know, they're moving crews back and forth there, and it just does nothing but slow them down. This portion of the show, and this is so appropriate, Alliance Heating and Air. You got smoke in the air, and you want that filtered, sending it through an air conditioning system that works, and an air conditioning system that works well and works efficiently to save you electricity. And we're going to be talking with Barry Tippin here in just a second. All of this can be done by Alliance Heating and Air. Any type of system, any type of malfunction, any type of maintenance, Alliance Heating and Air can do that. Marty and his crew out there can work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and in many cases they are for emergencies. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. A veteran-owned business, Alliance Heating and Air. Hey, we're here with Barry Tippin, who is the assistant city manager, but the main thing that we all talk to him about is he's the director. Is that the right term, director or the manager of the Reading Electric Utility?
Director is correct.
Director.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for coming in. And sure. kind of short notice here. The other day we talked about the electricity comes from so many different places. And in one of the meetings the other day, they talked about the Part of the electricity we get is from a coal-fired plant in New Mexico. And what came out was is that we were going to have to stop taking that electricity, and we still owe $26 million on the bill for this, and we can't get electricity. And, of course, this caused so much consternation. So I called Barry, and we talked about it. And I said, you just got to come on and explain this to people because, you know, frankly, it is so much bigger than Redding or maybe even Sacramento. Barry, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you just kind of give us and I know that we can get as technical as people want, but we don't want that. We would just kind of want to know what happened and why it's happening and what the results are going to be.
Well, let's start back in, I think, 1982. Okay. There was a referendum that the voters put forward that REU will never invest in nuclear power. And so as we were, you know, divesting from PG&E and disconnecting from PG&E, we needed power sources, and we invested in a coal-fired power plant in New Mexico.
So in 1982.
Yeah, we've been taking electricity from that for a little over 32 years.
Okay.
And so, you know, the plan of, I'd say, the last 15 years was pay it off in 2022, sell the asset because California was moving away from that sort of a power source, you know, take that money and reinvest it somewhere else. In around 2000 to 2004, EPA has a new ruling on emissions, which they have been doing for a long time, but this was a regional haze. It has to do with...
And by the way, this is well before the Obama administration.
That's correct.
People were going, Obama, and it's true, he's against coal, yeah. But this thing started back before him.
Yeah, right at the cusp of Clinton-Bush, but Bush kept
right.
it going.
Right.
So the regional haze is about actual visibility in the atmosphere, not so much about, you know, pollutants and breathing. In this case, there's national parks, you know, throughout that area in New Mexico, which is it's close to Four Corners.
I've been to that area before lots of times. So
what the EPA did is they laid down the law about 2010 and said that the power plant to keep functioning past 2016 had to do $800 to $1 billion worth of retrofit on the emission controls. When you combine that with California state law, which says no electric utility will invest, pay to extend the life of or increase capacity of any coal-fired power plant, we are in a position of not being able to even fund that if we chose to. It was way too expensive anyway.
And our percentage of that would have been how much? Because you told me the other day.
We're like 1%.
Yeah, we're 1%, but yeah. I mean, but the cost of it to us.
So $800 million, 1% of that, you know, is $8
million. $8 million. Yeah. Just for our part of doing something
correct.
Like this.
And we're restricted by law from doing it.
Yeah, we can't do that.
We couldn't do it anywhere.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
The primary owner of the station, 51%+, is Public Utility of New Mexico. They filed a lawsuit in federal court against the EPA and lost. The state of New Mexico then did their own findings and said, you know what, we could do this with a cheaper version, about half price, which we still couldn't invest in. But at least there was that out there. So you had two competing agencies. You had the New Mexico Environmental Agency and you had the federal. So the state of New Mexico, the EPA, and the main owner, PNM, got into settlement discussions. And they settled that would close two of the generating units down, retrofit two of the generating units with the cheaper technology, and they could continue to run into perpetuity. And that has to be effectuated by the end of 2017. So since that time, which has been about 3.5 years, we've been trying to negotiate what does that mean for the three partners that we have, which is REU, Santa Clara, and Modesto Irrigation District. And what we've determined is that our best bet is to get out. We really had three choices. One is bow up our back and say no and deal with litigation with everybody, including the federal government. Two was negotiate an exit. And three was to try to go to the state of California and convince them it's a good idea for us to stay in the plant.
Which would have meant us paying a percentage of
that's that. Right.
So the money was down, though. I mean, but so it would have been
right.
closer to being palatable.
Right. So what we did is we did an analysis of what does power cost. If we were to try to stay in, if if on the really rare chance we could get the state of California to say, sure, stay in a coal plant, which probably is not going to happen.
Probably not going to happen.
Well, even if the state did, we'd be sued by Sierra Club and National Resource Defense Council and every other entity out there that's against
coal. It only takes one person to do that.
That's correct.
Yeah, to file a lawsuit.
To file a lawsuit.
That's right.
So you have you could be fighting lawsuits forever.
Right,
yeah.
So you have big risk there. So if you take the cost, if we would have stayed in, paid for the expense, coal prices are going up, natural gas is coming down and it's been down for a while, and then you have what's called a carbon tax, add that onto it, and then you've got extreme cost of transmission to bring that power back to Reading. All those factors would mean that if we stayed in the plant, we would probably spend somewhere between $100 and $200 million more over the next 20 years for that electricity, as opposed to buying it on the market or generating ourselves at Reading Power.
Okay.
So we elected to get out.
Okay. So over the next 10 to 20 years, it would have been $100 million more. Is that right?
$100 to $200, depending on factors. And
if we'd stayed in the plant.
Correct.
And over what it would cost us to generate our own or bring it in from a different source.
Correct. And that doesn't even count the risk of coal. So that makes assumptions on what the laws are today. As we know by the regional haze ruling by EPA, the entire rules on coal could change.
When you say in perpetuity.
Yeah. That's about 2 weeks.
That means until they decide to make a new law.
Until they change.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to take a break here. One of the things, though, is there was just a ruling by the Supreme Court about the EPA making these huge rulings that's costing people billions and billions of dollars, and they rolled them back a little bit, is what I thought. But we talked a little bit about that, too.
Sure.
Our guest is Barry Tippin, director of Reading Electric Utility. We're talking about this great idea we had in 1982, and it was a great idea, and it saved us money and all this, but now here it is in 2015, and it is no longer a good idea. And yet we're still on the hook for $26 million on this. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
It's time for Shasta Lake Floor's Midsummer Flooring Sale. Shasta County's premier hardwood sales and installation company is offering outstanding values right now on hardwood flooring of all types. Now through August 20th, Shasta Lake Floors will be discounting its entire hardwood selection. Also on sale is the new waterproof laminate stocked exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors. If you're looking for a high-quality carpet, Karastan Carpet is on sale too. And you can't get any higher quality than that. Free pad upgrades with all installed orders. Hundreds of carpet remnants to choose from and pallets of hardwood and laminate ready to be installed in your house right now. This sale includes special order items too. Come by Shasta Lake Floors today for the lowest prices and the best service in the North State. And yes, financing is available. Ask about our 4-year no-interest financing. The Midsummer Sale is on now at Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. Open Monday through Saturday.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here in KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, July 30th, 80 degrees out there. I think it's hotter than 80 right now, going up to 112. 112 today. You might want to think about when before you go out at noon for your your daily run like Barry Tippin does.
Right.
He runs from REU back to the City Hall, says hello to Kurt, and then runs back to REU. And it's, because this is going to be hot today. Hot. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at Holiday Harbor. Head on out to the lake. Get yourself a party boat. Head on out. Park it. Float in the water
and
all
party.
Day and party.
I just had a houseboat from them 2 weeks ago. It was awesome.
That's right. I heard about that. And you know what? Holiday Harbor is the place. So professional. Everything they have is just outstanding condition. Always clean. All of this. Give them a call. 238-2383 or go to lakeshasta.com. All right. We're here with Barry Tippin from REU, our director of REU. And Trish and I are here today. And one of the things we're trying to clear up for everybody, the coal fire plant that we bought into back in 1982, and then because of all the latest EPA rulings and all this, it's going to cost billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe up to $1 billion to get it fixed. And then when you add on top of that what the state of California says, no coal fired electricity coming in and all these other things. So far, it's above Reading's pay grade, really, when we're in this. So the big thing is how do we lessen our exposure? We still owe $26 million on this, and we're not going to be getting electricity.
Right. So the $26 million is part of, obviously, the economic picture of getting out. And when we started this process 3 years ago, there was a number of factors that were at play. There's large piles of coal that we have in ownership. As fuel inventory. There's an amount of capital work and maintenance work that goes on every year on a large plant like that. So there's all these costs and expenses that REU and its partners are exposed to. So for 3 years, we've been working hard with the main people who are going to stay in the plant.
And there are people staying there.
Absolutely.
They're going to put their money in it, like the state of New Mexico.
The Public Utility of New Mexico is actually a privately owned, like PG&E. But Tucson is actually staying in, and City of Farmington, which is right next to the coal plant,
They're
all staying in. And so what we've done is we've been very steadfast. The PNM wanted us to settle long ago with really unfavorable terms to get out of the plant, which I don't blame them, right? Hey, why don't you give us a big check for the privilege of getting out of the plant, which we resisted. As time went on, time became our friend because they had to get this work underway. They had to start working. They have deals with the governor of New Mexico.
And could we stop them from that?
And we could put a big monkey wrench in that.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So we could delay it at least.
Yeah, the main reason is we're a 28% owner with Santa Clara and Modesto in what's called Unit 4, which is the newest unit. And they need Unit 4. It is the newest and most efficient unit.
That's so one of the ones
that
are going to be sold.
That's correct. Is Santa Clara and Modesto in the same boat we are?
Absolutely. It's part of a joint powers agency.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the three of us, or the three cities, are working together on this?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
And so what we've ended up doing is the people who are staying, the companies that are staying, are buying all our coal. They are giving us a reduced price on the tonnage of coal that we actually burn for electricity between now and 2017. We have no responsibility for capital work. That means large construction improvements that will last beyond 2017. We're setting up ways to minimize our future liabilities with the coal mine reclamation and the plant decommissioning. And so we've set a number of factors up that will help us minimize the cost impact. And as I mentioned earlier, really when you compare that to bringing it home, it's cheaper.
Exactly. And then you're also now not receiving electricity from them, and so we've done away with the transmission costs as well.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point. We have sold the transmission to Los Angeles Power and Water.
And that's worth millions.
That's the purchase price is $60 million, of which Reading would get about $7.5 million after we pay off the bond debt on that, and so that money can be used for really anything. We're going through the analysis on that.
That's $7 million after we pay off the bond. Okay,
correct.
So that's after
net.
We pay it off, we'll net
that's
$7 million.
That's
that
correct.
Will come to the city of Reading.
Yeah, and
or to REU.
It'll come to the city of Reading,
okay.
But it's ratepayer. You know,
okay,
money.
So
it can't
go to the
general
fund.
Goes into the enterprise.
Correct.
Right.
That's correct. And or we may use it for creating escrow accounts for future plant decommissioning or future mine reclamation costs, so that we don't have a future cost that comes and hits us, you know, out of the
blue. Wow. Just think, 1982. You know, it was a good idea.
Well, absolutely, and the electricity industry has changed so dramatically since 1982.
Yep.
I think one of the things that people don't appreciate is how far-reaching the electricity that they actually get in the city of Reading comes from places they would never imagine, and contracts and mm-hmm. joint powers agreements that are there. It's a very complicated system.
So what impact is that going to have then on our electricity that we receive, because we're cutting out from you know, I don't know how much, what was our percentage of electricity we got from New Mexico?
Well, technically, we haven't taken power from New Mexico since about 1998. and the reason for that is that we actually contracted because of our, what'd you say it was today, 112?
112.
Yeah. So we're going to have 250 megawatt load today. In January, it might be 90. We don't need that kind of power 365 days a year. So we contracted with Pacific Corporation in the Pacific Northwest. They took the power every single day. And what they did in exchange is they gave us 50 megawatts per hour between May and September when we actually need it. So we actually took that asset and we rolled it into a very good power production for us during the summer months when we most need the power.
Okay. What happens to that now?
That expires in 2015.
And we'll have to.
And then we sold the balance of the power out of the coal plant to Salt River Project, which is in Utah.
Okay.
Okay, so that electricity then is gone.
We've sold it.
We've sold it.
We're taking that money and using it to buy other power.
Okay. Oh. Our other power that we start talking about. I was just looking at the clock to see if I want to get into this next question.
Well, I can summarize that real fast.
Okay.
Other power could be anything. It depends on hydro deliveries. It depends on how much wind we're taking down from Washington State.
How much wind
we get about 28 megawatts, which is per hour.
And that equates to what?
Well, 28 megawatts per hour is the average, but the capacity factor is less than 28 megawatts. This gets really complicated,
but if you were going to say how firmed and shaped contract.
Okay,
but if forget the contract because you're right. It's firm and
way
shaped.
Way over our head.
Firm
how
and
much,
shaped is kind of like
how
you
much
get,
the
you get out of.
So let's just say 28 megawatts per hour.
What does that do for, say, how many houses does that take care of?
Well, a house is going to use somewhere between 10 kilowatts a day or so. So, you know, about an average is 800 kilowatts per month. Would be an average residential. So if we get 28 megawatts, I don't do the math. It's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? That's good. It's a whole helmet full.
Right. Yeah.
And that for a couple houses.
Yeah, yes. It's enough for a lot of houses. Okay, yeah. So that's how much wind we have. I want to take a quick break here because when we come back, I want to talk about Shasta and Keswick and hydroelectricity. And is there any answer to why we can't use, why that's not counted as a renewable asset?
Because the legislators of the state of California said it doesn't count.
And how long ago did they do that?
Well, it started in about 2006. But when it really became more official, because that was a governor's declaration. But legislature passed in 2011 the current law, which made it official.
It's not a renewable resource.
Correct. Our council dubbed it renewable resource in 2000. That kind of got reversed in 2006, and it became law
in
2011.
And the reasoning for that?
It's all speculation. My speculation is, number one, there's environmental harm from dams and that sort of large hydro dams, which the environmental community would balk at. Maybe more critical is the dams are in Northern California for the most part. All the power comes to Northern California, i.e. PG&E, Southern California Edison, and San Diego Pacific.
One more reason why we claim that we're not represented well.
Yeah.
Well, Southern California has the votes. There you go.
We don't have any votes.
Barry Tiffin.
It's a republic. That's right. Representative form of democracy, right?
There you go.
Here we go.
There you go.
Barry Tiffin is our guest, director of REU, and we've been talking about the $26 million we're eating, but not so badly because we can't use coal-fired electricity anymore, and why hydroelectric isn't why we can't use that as a renewable asset, because that would answer a lot of our problems.
It's still a carbon-free, cheap resource.
It's
a great
thing. It is.
Definitely renewable.
We ought to get some kind of attaboy or some kind of break over this.
We call it renewable every time we list it in our documents. So.
Okay. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl, Trish Clark. We're here on Free Fire Radio. It is 8:30 in the morning. It's 83 degrees out there, going up to 112. I can just, right now Barry has just kind of got his head kind of cocked out there watching it, watching the electricity just start going up, the use here. I'm wondering, hoping that all the electricity coming in from all over is going to prevent any type of problems today.
We also generate it locally.
That's true. We want to talk about that, too. We'll be right back.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
You've seen them walk by, and you've been afraid to stare. He kind of looks like a child. Well, now you can look all you want, because the Micro Wrestling Federation is coming to your town.
Get your tickets early, because you don't want to miss this 6 Micro Wrestling event at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Tickets start at just $10. Come support Micro Mayhem, and get ready for the greatest little show on earth. Friday, August 21st at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. For details, log on to windriver.com. Entertainment is better at the river.
Wind River Resort and Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Element's Restaurant. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. Ask your server about our daily 777 specials and our nightly dinner specials. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Element's Restaurant offers something special for everyone. Log on to windriver.com. Dining is better at the river.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. It is 8:34 in the morning. Phone lines here 605-4567 if you have a question for Barry Tippin, who is the director of RU, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway there. Better-known business, man's last stronghold, best place in Redding to get it, maybe even all of Northern California, to get a haircut. Right there, veterans get discounts, seniors get discounts there. It's a great place to go to, DC Tim and the Man in Black.
And just one word of warning again, if you're out and about and you see the smoke, don't drive towards it and try to figure out what it is. Stay away from that whole area down on 273. If you don't need to be there, don't go down there.
And, Bob, the latest on that is they've closed down.
Okay, I can give you a list of current closures. I can give you a list of current closures. Evacuations remain in place for Treat Avenue, Flowers Lane, all roads between those two streets, and Fuzzy Lane, and all roads west of Happy Valley Road. That all due to the China fire at 60% containment, according to CAL FIRE as of the morning briefing. If you don't have a place to go, you can go to a Red Cross shelter being set up at Anderson High School. Happy Valley Road at 273 still closed, and Olinda at Happy Valley Road also closed. Out to the east at the Mallard Fire, 90% containment, no overnight growth. Four homes on Antlers Road evacuated. One structure was destroyed, but it appears that the forward progress of that fire has been stopped. More assets being called in to deal with the incident, and we will update as we know more.
Thank you very much, Bob. Our guest, Barry Tippin, director of Redding Electric Utility. We've talked about the coal-fired plant in New Mexico and why we've divested ourselves or in the process of divesting ourselves of that. We've talked about the where we're getting our electricity from, how much we're getting it from. But there's a big problem facing not just Redding, but I think all of California here. And it's called the Renewable Portfolio
Standard,
which is working its way through. That's why we're having to get 30% of our electricity from renewables by 2020.
Well, that's already in place. That's a 33% requirement.
Right, or 33%. Mm-hmm. But by now, a new one is working its way through.
Right. A new one's working its way through, and the expectation is it will be signed by all people who follow these things, pundits, if you will. And that'll be a 50% requirement by 2030 with intermediate. I can't recall what the intermediate ones, but say 40% by 2024.
Well, that also, so you've got to get, we have to get 50% of our electricity by 2030 from renewable assets, of which water is not that, because it's, you know, hydroelectric is not a renewable asset as voted on by the assembly there.
So we're only talking wind, solar?
Well, wind, solar, geothermal, biomass plants.
Natural gas.
Natural gas is not a renewable resource. Okay,
how in Congress is that? Biomass.
Yes.
Okay,
biomass. And water isn't.
Well, water can be if it's under 30 megawatt power source.
And we have one little
We have generator. A small one up at Whiskeytown.
Yeah. Okay, so we're talking wind, solar, biomass, geothermal.
Mm-hmm.
Wave action,
sure,
all that kind of stuff.
Redding doesn't get any electricity from Shasta.
Oh, we get 30% of our power on an average year Shasta,
okay.
But it's not a renewable asset.
Right.
Okay. So what kind of ramifications is this? Are we set up? Or are there
Are there assets out there that we can use that's going to give us that type of electricity?
Well, that's one of the big debates, because the 33% requirement that's underway today makes you buy all that source from inside of California. And so they're...
I'm sorry, say that again.
You have to buy it either inside of California, or the first point of connection is California.
Okay.
So there is a push to open up that to adjacent states, so that actually you can actually have a larger market, which hopefully will keep the prices down a bit. But the issues really are cost and integration and regulation. And so the integration is on the system, because a renewable source, there's voltage control issues, because a natural gas-fired power plant off on providing constant voltage support into the system is great. A wind source is going up and down and variable is not so great. So there's cost to integrate all that, and then regulation, because when wind turns off, I think everybody still wants their power on.
So you still have to have
When the sun goes down,
you still have to have
power,
right?
Yeah.
So you still have to have the power there. So you still have to have the standard electricity. That if the wind stops blowing for 3 days, or the sun's overcast from wherever we're getting it from, then we're not going to have electricity. But we still have to have the capability to do the electricity from a different source.
Right.
This is just really a mix up here. This is something that you're going to try to retire before all this has to happen, right?
No, it's kind of a challenge.
I guess.
I would say, as long as I can keep good staff, that's my bigger concern. Is this all takes a lot of work and effort, and we still are sitting on 25 vacancies and trying to work on that.
Big story a couple of years ago, the delicacy of the tie lines that put all this stuff together, the interties between all the sources and all the users. What's our status on that? Because a couple of years ago, it was big news that it was in very bad shape, and it would take one failure to do a cascade crash.
That was bogus.
It was.
That's
okay.
Hyperbole. Yeah, we like to all talk about that. The fact of the matter is the U.S. electric grid is probably the most robust grid in the world. It's getting aged, just like our freeway systems.
It needs to have
money invested in it. It needs to be improved. It needs, all that stuff is true. But it's unlikely that a single source is going to take out, the grid.
All right. So we're looking at then solar power, wind, all these things that are needed for renewable assets by 2030, which could have a huge impact on our cost of electricity by then.
Yep.
And then at the same time, they're also cutting back on emissions, as any trucking group will tell you right now. And they're cutting back on that at the same time. So the cost of all of this, I mean, is this going to be a perfect storm, Barry?
Well, I don't know about a perfect storm. The reality is that at some point you have to figure all this out in terms of cost and what we produce, cost causation. Same thing with the roads. We mentioned that, and that's pretty easy to talk about. We haven't raised the gas tax for years and years and years. We don't have enough money to fix the roads. Everybody wants the roads fixed, and yet they're going electric vehicles or high, miles per gallon, et cetera, and so there's no funds coming in. You got to deal with that.
Same thing with
the electric system. You've got people putting rooftop solar on. You've got all this going on. At some point, you have to figure out how we're going to stabilize it so that the services that people want are there, they're guaranteed, it's going to be something they can count on, but it's a shared cost that everybody's paying for their fair share.
And that was something that was discussed a few weeks ago when the raising of rates was brought up.
We didn't raise the rates, raising the fixed fee only.
Right. Well, raising the fixed
fee. And lowering the energy fee so that it was zero revenue REU.
I understand that.
Yeah, I just make sure, because it's not a rate increase.
No, it wasn't a rate increase.
But the cost to the taxpayer, the user, was going to increase.
No. The cost to some customers was going to increase. The cost to other customers would not. It would go down.
In fact, my cost, if it went by just what Barry was saying, was going to go down $15 a month. But for a lot of people, it was going to go up.
Correct.
$30. Okay, let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a question?
Instead of pandering at all these government agencies and all this stuff here, or put it out to them here, how about listing the hydropower as dependable power? Because the other stuff is not dependable, because it's fluctuation of power, so on the wind, stuff like that. But hydropower is dependable power.
Is that a way of listing it?
So. It's not a category that we report on or are required to do. We're required to provide dependable, reliable electricity to all our customers by federal law. We have to have certain reliability requirements. We have massive compliance regulations that we have to report on, and we get audited on. So it is a dependable source, but I will tell you, it's less dependable than natural gas.
Well, yeah, but I understand that, but that's not a bad question. You just said solar and wind could be not real dependable all the time, but yet hydroelectric is to be able to. Which we can use all we want anyway, but it's not counted as a renewable asset, unfortunately.
Right, and that's one of the big arguments that you see in the studies and the testimonies to these boards is what effect is this going to have on reliability? Because reliability should be, first and foremost, our desire. Second, it should be cost, affordability. And third should probably be carbon-free or carbon-reduced, in my way of thinking.
Well, hey, Jim, that was a good question. Thanks a lot, or a good statement there. We're here with Barry Tippin. Trish Clark and I are here with Barry Tippin, director of REU. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team can take anybody through their CCW class. If you don't have a gun, they will provide one for you for the class and then help you select the right pistol to carry. And the right firearm. Not only do they do CCW, but also hunter safety classes and so many other things. Northern Firearms Instruction. Give Ted a call at 999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bond. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday. It's about 13 minutes until 9 o'clock. I'm here, of course, with Trish Clark. And it's 83 degrees out there.
It is, and it's going to get up to 112 today. So stay cool.
Stay cool. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by View 202. Linda sings down there on Sundays at brunch. This is their big brunch time. They
if
do
you
a brunch from 11 to
that,
2.
Do take advantage of that. What a great way to spend a Sunday.
Yeah, brunch goes from 11 to 2, and Linda sings from in July. Well, it's finished up for July, so she's singing in August now. And so she'll be singing from 11 to 1 there at the during the brunch. And they have a great new menu with executive chef Dustin Heisler. If you haven't, if you like Eggs Benedict, this is a place to go to.
It is. Several varieties.
Oh, several varieties. Six different types of Eggs Benedict, plus all different types of things there. Just a great time. Bottomless Mimosas, which is Stella Artois beer with an orange liqueur type in it. And, of course, Mimosas, champagne and orange juice.
Bottomless.
All right. Give them a call, though, 226-8439 for reservations, because they're usually sold out up there on the veranda. Of course, you can go inside, too.
And the music is piped inside.
It is piped inside. Okay. Barry Tippin is our guest today. He's the director of REU. Let's get into solar, because I just love talking solar, because I just love watching Barry.
Well,
his hair, which is already kind of a crew cutish type thing, kind of just stands up.
One of the great things about the show and getting all these different people in to explain things is if you're listening, you can learn a great deal about things you think you know a little bit about.
Yeah.
And sometimes we know just enough to make us dangerous.
Yeah.
I'm picking up all kinds of things that I didn't clearly understand this morning. And I think solar is we had a little discussion off the air.
Yeah.
Picked up a couple of things that I was totally unaware of about those people who have solar on their roof.
You know, for many years, the government was selling the idea of putting solar in your homes, that it's a way of saving electricity. You can cut back on your electricity costs, and the government's guaranteeing, giving you rebates. So they want you to get solar.
Right.
Barry doesn't want you to have solar.
Well, I have no issue with solar. My issue is there's hidden costs that aren't out in the public. They're not advertised. And, you know, I think everybody should be talking about it in an open way. And solar, people say, well, REU encouraged people to put on solar. No, there was a state law called SB1 that requires us to take 1% of our rate revenue, which means everybody who's on REU, we take 1% and we charge you 1% of your bill. And we take that money and we aggregate it, and then we give that to people as rebates to put solar on their roof.
Okay, so let me just say it another way, just so that people clearly understand, because I don't think people know this. If you've got people out there on solar and you're not on solar, you're paying the connection fee and the transmission fee for them to have their solar.
We pay them a rebate. We pay through federal income tax, a tax credit for a lot of those installations. And in addition, we do what's called net metering, which means that, you know, they get to take advantage of the system in the middle of summer, and they still use the electric grid, and they run their air conditioning at night, and they do all that stuff. But in October, when they don't need it and they push it back out into the system, we buy it at retail price, which is 15.2 cents per kilowatt hour, which means that they're not paying for the fixed costs of the system, which right now is about 68% of our costs are fixed. And those are the types of things that I think are important for everybody to know. I have no issue with solar, but I have an issue with everybody having to pay for solar, even if they don't have it or if they don't have access to it.
You were a few weeks ago about not a rate raise, but a connection fee raise. And the reason you wanted to do that adjustment, well, it's a raising it by like 30 bucks.
It was raising the fixed fee and lowering of your energy fee.
Right. And this was because you were looking at things down the road and saying, you know what, there's 68% of what we do is fixed.
Correct. Today. Changes, varies, but today it's 68%.
So the cost of this is going up. Yeah, I mean, and any way you look at it. And then now with this 50% has to come from renewables. How much, I mean, it's, even though that REU has a, how big is the How big is your pool, your funding there? You have a
our budget?
Your budget.
So our budget's about $150 million a year.
And how much of it, though, is kept in a fund that you have to keep?
We have a reserve fund that has a minimum of 75 days of cash, which equates to about $90 million. Okay. I'm sorry. We have about $22 million is okay. What that equates to.
If there's $90 million, I'm sure there's going to be phone calls starting.
If there's $90 million, we're going to be doing rate decreases.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's what the financial policy says that the council approved.
Now, can the city of Reading put a solar farm in?
Yes.
Do we use still water?
Yeah, we could use
anywhere. Huh?
You could it's the system has to be designed to be able to accommodate such a large solar field, and we've actually looked very diligently at airport property mm-hmm. because they have a lot of airport property that would be beneficial to the airport because they'd be paying a lease as well as being able to have solar power that would come in, and we can actually build utility grade solar for half the price that you can put it on rooftops.
Okay.
And if you did it out at the airport, then you could use it too, because there's federal installations out there and state installations. You could actually provide electricity to them.
Well, we provide it. So the airport has its own solar field today. We would build it, and it would be just an REU power source, and so that we would be supplying power to our customers with that solar. We could also do what's called community solar. A portion of that could actually be people who want to buy into solar and have access to solar, but a cheaper way to do it. And so,
as opposed to putting it on their house,
correct.
Buy a share in your solar field. See, now that's
I've
always
heard that,
made.
But I've heard that before, too. That
and
people
makes,
can do
that makes good sense to me.
Well, when can we get going on something like that, Barry?
Well, we've been analyzing those things for a couple of years, and we just haven't found the right system. We want to make sure it's a system that's going to provide the best value. It's going to be when we need it, and so right now we're kind of waiting for this new law, because if we have a 50% requirement, obviously that changes the world, and we will look at it differently.
And it will, because then it's worth the money to put into something like this so that it's not going to kill us. You know, that's all renewable.
Well,
plus, we get how many days of sun do we get here?
A lot. But it's not necessarily worth it. It just means we won't be violating the law.
A Reading Knight wrote in today and said, Elon Musk, I guess is he the Tesla guy?
He's a Tesla guy.
Okay. Yeah, the super PACs.
Okay, is that what you're getting ready to talk about?
Yeah, the super energy PACs.
Super energy PACs where you can store energy in lithium.
Right. It's cheaper to be connected to REU. We've done analysis on that. It's, you're going to pay $7,000 for one of those systems when you have all the installation. One of those systems that is what's called cyclable means it can go up and down, mm-hmm. and you can use it. It's a 7 kW system. Won't even run your air conditioner for you.
Well, this one, what he's talking about is they're developing city-sized gigawatt storage systems. So as you make it, that you can store it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people developing that.
Okay.
There's just nothing on the horizon.
Is this like the perpetual motion machine?
Yeah. Okay. Right now it is. That is the holy grail of future energy
is
not just battery, but storage. Because there's compressed air storage. There's lots of different forms of storage. And if somebody comes up with the ability to store, megawatts worth of energy in an efficient, cost-effective manner, that's going to change the world.
I can't tell you how much money the military spent and still spending on batteries.
Yeah.
We used to carry an unbelievable amount of batteries in the field with us because we'd be running, especially in small teams, be running a recon team, be running three different types of radios, and everything was battery storage and just – I mean, everybody was carrying four or five batteries.
And even when we get into the new cars and all of that, when we talk about, they're saving energy and they're not burning gas and everything, bottom line, they have to be plugged in. And when they're plugged in, they're using electricity, which is getting from natural gas.
It's
we haven't figured out a way to actually do this without using natural gas and some kind of reliable source of energy.
A quick question. Nukes, a nuclear reactor here, generator, about the size of one that's on a ship, maybe a little bit larger, can run all our electricity needs, and it's renewable.
If you ask me, we should be investing
doing that.
In nuclear.
Absolutely.
But again, remind us, we have a vote by the Reading.
Yeah, you can't do it in Reading.
Can Reading undo it?
We can bring it back.
Yeah.
You can bring that back.
Yeah.
A nuclear reactor.
Did the city council do it, or was it a referendum?
It was a referendum.
So how much would that cut do you think, I mean, that would really cut electricity costs tremendously once it was built, right?
Ultimately, because they're long-term.
Right.
You package deals. You do it with a number of partners, you know, and it's carbon-free.
Everything.
It's the highest density power producer. It doesn't take up vast factions of land. It doesn't kill raptors.
It doesn't, like wind turbines, which
yes.
nobody's saying anything about how many birds this, you know,
how many bald eagles are killed.
What about condors?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
nobody
a, that's
even
a whole,
that.
That's a whole discussion for another day.
That goes back to what I said about solar and the open discussion about it. Let's talk about really the impacts and migratory birds that get killed and all that. And we should all know what that is. The problem is that we go to these votes, and if you look at, we just did AB 32.
Uh-huh.
It was re-upped by the people. Well, if you look at the ballot measure, it doesn't have all the information in there that you need.
You know, this whole thing is this is something that's going to be facing us. We need to start really getting serious about it. And I've always been a fan, a proponent of nuclear energy because I've just been on too many. I've seen ships. I've seen so many things. Bob's been on them. Is that it's been safe and there's been no nuclear accident in this country that's caused a life. Has caused somebody their life.
But you talk about nuclear, and the Chernobyl jumps right in everybody's face. It was so widely spread. That's what
it's
everybody
Russia.
Thinks of.
It's Russia.
But
well,
perception.
Said, right. Yeah.
Well, you'll be happy to know that a clean energy standard from the federal government probably will be released in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, that ought to be interesting.
We'll have to have Barry back and have a discussion about that when that comes
out. To us. Hey, Barry, thanks a lot for coming on.
This
is a lot of information.
A lot of information
today.
For people if
hey,
they were listening.
Tomorrow, Doug Wright is coming on. He's president of the Chamber of Commerce right here in Reading, and we're going to talk about business here in Reading. We'll be back tomorrow then at 7 o'clock. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my...
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Bond is set for a white University of Cincinnati police officer charged with murder in the shooting of black motorist Samuel DeBose. Hamilton County, Ohio Judge Megan Shanahan at today's sentencing court hearing.
The defendant is facing the possibility of life in prison. It's the court's duty to ensure his appearance. The bond would be $1 million anyway.
$1 million bond for 25-year-old fired officer Ray Tensing, who has pleaded not guilty. The incident was captured on video. Could be a significant break in efforts to unravel the mystery of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. A section of aircraft wing is washed up on an island in the western Indian Ocean.
This is the first tangible proof about what happened to the aircraft. For the families of the people who've gone down, this is both extremely bad news, but also it's the start of coming to terms with something.
Aviation safety